post-match interview.
That's Ryan Abbott, the big man. Great game tonight, Ryan. I thought, you know, you obviously had quite a good matchup in that first quarter. Purdy did quite well in the centre, but it was your work rate around the ground for the four quarters. You know, you're getting forward, taking marks, intercept marks on the wing. Just, you know, that work rate's really good. And that really stood out tonight in the conditions.
Yeah, it was a real focus for us. We watched a fair bit of the game, Leopold and Lara, last week. Although Big Westy got on top of him in the hit-outs, he was really good around the ground. He acted as a bit of a fourth midfielder for him. So it was a real focus for us. If we could curb his impact, we thought we were going to really get on top in the midfield there.
And we've all spoken about a little bit how it's a very different looking forward line for you guys this year, having lost a couple of key players there. But tonight you had Brady stand up, and like I said, yourself going down there occasionally, if you can just provide some really big focal points, you know, if they get the ball in quick enough and deep.
Yeah, you're spot on. And we got a little bit unlucky with Cammy Delaney's picked up a little bit of a niggling injury over the last week. So we really had to lean on the depth that we've got with our tall stocks. And, yeah, you're right, Brady came in and he was just a target for us all night. And if he wasn't marking it, he was bringing it to ground. And our guys like Tommy Stevens and Scotty Mortar down there were really clean, and we managed to capitalise on those opportunities.
Rabbit, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jay Stowarty, and Kirsch in the K-Rock box. Congratulations on your performance. Just want to ask you about being, I suppose, free to the shackles of anything other than just playing for Grovedale. How are you enjoying that?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Kingy. It's been really refreshing. Although I really obviously love my time down at the Geelong VFL program, just being able to commit my time and build those relationships with the boys down at the club has really helped my football, and hopefully the team as well.
What about your little mate being back, Speedy? He started like a house on fire in the opening term. He would have had it half a dozen times in the first 3 minutes. I suspect he faded out a little bit, but geez, to have him and his work rate, and he creates opportunities for other midfielders to get their hands on the footy as well.
Yeah, he's just been enormous for him, and over the first two games, you really realise how much we missed him over the last 12 months. He just brings work rate and sets the tone for us straight away. We started him forward last week, which is sort of didn't work in our favour, but as soon as he came in, he set the tone straight away, and we knew he was back to his best form.
We're speaking with Grovedale big man Ryan Abbott, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. He's Matt Kershaw.
Ryan, congrats, mate, on a great game. But, Thanks, mate. I thought your stoppage work tonight, I don't know how much you guys look at stats during the week or any vision, but I thought your scores from stoppages would have been pretty high tonight. Did you feel you got on top in that area where you were getting, you know, shots on goal or score opportunities from your stoppages?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We thought we were really poor last week against South Bowen in conditions that should have really suited us as a sort of a pretty big-bodied midfield. So it really was a focus for us to basically keep it simple. We've got, like I said, some contested bulls in there in Cassidy Parrish and Nathan Deans and Will Jeffrey. So just keep it simple. We wanted to keep it in tight, and we knew that as soon as we won it inside, we could flick it outside, and we got some run out on the wings as well. So, yeah, it really played into our favour.
Well, that was my next part to the question, Ryan, which you took it perfectly, because, like you said, you beat them inside, but I thought you owned the outside as well, and that was really important, especially when you were transitioning through the middle of the ground.
Yeah, we've added. I guess we sort of looked at the list last year and thought that was a bit of a deficiency for us on the outside. So, like I said, we got guys like Scotty Mortar and Harvey Morant who are providing. And even Jack Chute's spending a little bit more time on the outside as well. And Harrison White, who was a little bit unlucky with an injury late in the game, but providing some real run for us on the outside.
Yeah, Sam Walker was one of those too, with a bit of speed on the outside. He looked really good as well.
He can move, can't he? The big slender man.
Yeah, he can.
No, he's another one that's now he's coming into, I think, second or third year, and he's got some games under his belt, so he's a real focal point for us.
Now, Ryan, we ask this of everybody who wins the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. You're swinging hands with somebody, you have a partner.
Yes.
Yes, so you'll be taking that person to the Leopold Sporties, I suspect.
Absolutely, mate. You read my mind.
Well done. Good answer. Good answer. Now, if you happen to take somebody from the Grovedale Football Club, who would you take? Who's a good
a good citizen of Grovedale that you would take to the Leopold Sporties with you?
I would take the great man Craig Matheson with me for a beverage or two.
Would he commentate the meal coming out?
He'd commentate the meal and he'd have the wooden spoon with him, I suspect, wouldn't he, right?
Absolutely would,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, no. Now, yes, good. Okay, now, if there was a reptile at the club you would not take, who would that person be?
That would also be my mate, Jack Chute. The young fella just gets a little bit carried away. Or maybe it's a good thing I could take him under the wing and keep him on the straight and narrow.
Is he a little bit ahead of himself, is he?
He can be, yes. Yeah. He tried to run out with an earring in last week and almost got away with it until he got picked up right at the first bounce. Got to keep him in check, the young fella.
Well done. Good answer. Like it.
Rabbit, great to have you back permanently in the GFL, and we get to see you all again in 6 days' time at Burdoo Reserve. We look forward to coming out to watch you take on Colac, and I think Zach Zobel, who you know pretty well through the Geelong VFL program, will be keeping you company for a lot of the afternoon.
Yes, best ruckman in the comp so far. So, thanks heaps, boys. You're doing a fantastic job. So, I'll see you then.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Abbott joining us on KRL Footy, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. The post-match interview.